Let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Jesus, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, forget Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Hey, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. Me, Adam Hunter. We got Waiting for Bill Dawes. We got the Invicta champion of the whole world. She is the champ. How fucking cool is that? I mean, how many people can say that, like, you're the champ of the world? Like, you're the best 105-pounder in the entire world. And it took you 9 fights to get there? 10 fights?
Yep. Ten fights to get there, yeah.
Alicia Zapatella, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I got my kid, you know, I'm obviously like a, I wouldn't say a stay-at-home dad because I work, but I'm home with my kid during the day, you know, and mm-hmm. And yesterday I took her to the playground, and it was like an indoor playground. So we go to the top, and this parent is not watching the child, and there's little Asian girls like grabbing me to get her across all the things, which is fine, but it's weird having like a little child just grab your arm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then my daughter gets to go down the slide, and then she pushes my daughter down the slide. So then, like, from behind, like, not, like uh-huh. somebody starts crying,
yeah.
and
yeah.
I gotta tell the parent, I'm, like, a snitch now, I'm, like, hey, kid, and then she pushed out my daughter, and then the father just yanks the kid around by the arm, so now it's, like, kind of abusive, kind of, it was the fucking problems that you don't have right now. How are you doing, Alicia?
I'm doing fantastic. I mean, glad to not have those problems yet.
You will. Yeah, you're gonna be a great mom one day. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, your fight last week, first of all, I like Access TV. I've always been a fan of Access TV because they have all this great music on there, and then they had fights, like music and fights, like two things that I like mm-hmm. to love. It was very close. It was too close for comfort. Were you worried when they announced split decision that it wasn't going to go your way?
I was a little bit worried, but really, I felt like I did enough in the fifth round to steal it. So, kind of feeling.
I had it even going into the fifth. And then your wrestling was the difference. It looked like one of those fights where you're like, I'm going to work on my striking. And then mm-hmm. you're like, you know what? Maybe next time I'll work on my striking. Let's just get the win. Is that kind of what happened?
Yep. That's exactly what happened. Like, no matter what, I had to get her to the wall the fifth round. I had to get her there. Yeah, I'd put the pressure on her.
Now, it's hard sometimes, like, your weight, 105, because you guys mm-hmm. are so fucking quick.
Uh-huh.
And there's so many punches being thrown. And it's almost like you guys – it's like almost like when you fast-forward a video, like, 2 or 3 times. So it's sometimes hard to score because I'm mm-hmm. watching it, and I'm like, man, like, with heavyweights, you could just, like – but, like, with 105-pound females or 125-pound men, but even, like – do you find sometimes it's hard to score these fights?
Oh, definitely, especially like when it's really action packed, when there's like a lot of punches being thrown. Like, you really kind of, it's hard to see everything that's actually like being landed. Like, is the counter puncher actually like is landing more? Are they really even getting each other and all that good stuff?
Well, it was awesome. By the way, Bill Dawes here.
Thank you.
Bill Dawes, no. Very funny comedian and an actor. He's in like, he's been in Sex and the City and SWAT and Desperate Housewives. And he's like, he's been in he was in the Wu-Tang Clan show. We're here, we're talking to the Invicta champion, Bill, who I told you. I showed you some pictures yesterday, just to get you excited about this.
Now, Adam, do you pick champions or just really hot women? What's the criteria?
I knew it because her, you know, she started wrestling at 5 years old.
Whoa.
You were on the all boys team. How did your parents get you into wrestling at 5?
So my brother started wrestling when I was younger, and I thought it was just a lot of fun to do what the boys were doing. I wanted to be running around the mats with them. I wanted to learn how to do a drop step. So like realistically, it was just fun for me.
So at 5 years old, they start wrestling?
Yeah.
Teams? Wow.
Yeah, but then you got a coach telling you you should do more girl stuff, right?
Yes, I had a softball coach telling me that.
What does that mean? What is girl stuff? Gymnastics?
Well, he told me I should quit. He told me that I should quit wrestling and stick to a girl sport like softball. That would get me somewhere in life. But
all those famous softball champions, you know.
All of them. There's so many famous ones.
And then now that you're the champion of the world, have you found this coach? And have you been like, hey, look at me with my belts?
I've thought about sending him a signed picture of me, but I haven't done it yet.
I mean, what a dick. As a coach myself, I love it when girls come out for a team. I find you have two different kind of girls. You have, like, the girls take it seriously, and the girls, I think it's a complete joke, and they, like, show up wearing makeup. And like necklaces, and then once once the fourth sprawl comes, they're like, "Fuck this! I thought this was a joke." but then you have other girls, which are actually—it's such a funny thing because normally with guys, they think they're the best wrestlers in the world. A lot of them, like the good ones, whereas the girls are so hard on themselves, Bill. And if they don't get the move perfect, they start beating themselves up. They start getting frustrated. I don't know if it's just if it's parenting from the get-go, but I have to build the girls up. Guys, I have to kind of curb their egos.
Well, same thing with MMA. Like, it's all the guys who are like, I'm the best in the world. Come on, Dana, give me the championship round. And we're like, whatever Dana wants, I'm okay with it. Whatever daddy says, I'm good.
Yeah, but not this one. This one tweeted out, I'm the best 105 pounder in the world.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you all. Uh-huh. And then you also tweeted out, hi, my name is Alicia, and I heel hook white belts.
it's true,
That's
though.
Not good, Alicia.
It's true. I heel hook white belts that are guys, and they're bigger than me. Like, if they're going to try to use their strength, I'm going to do something that they just don't know.
Have you ever snapped an ACL doing it?
No, I don't think I have.
You've heard some pops when you put it in nice and good, right?
Maybe.
Now you were a two-time state champ in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Which is a good wrestling state. Uh-huh. And then you were a five-time All-American. Uh-huh. Now, is that freestyle or Greco or folk style?
I think it's a mixture of both of them, of folk style and freestyle.
Wow. And you didn't wrestle in college?
Nope. I got a scholarship to wrestle in college, but college wasn't really for me, so. It wasn't feeling it.
How long I love that. College wasn't really for me. That's such a great line.
How long did you last in college?
I ended up staying in college long enough to get my associate's degree, or the equivalent of an associate's degree.
So 2 years?
I dropped out. I think that I was in there for like 2 years and a semester. I switched schools a couple times.
Did you join the wrestling team when you were there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got a scholarship to King and went there to wrestle, but I really didn't like the coaches or anything really about the school, so I ended up coming back and going to Eastern, and they were going to try to start a women's wrestling, but it never worked out.
Now you're a two-time state champ and you're a five-time All-American, and you get to King and then you just leave. If I'm a coach, I'm pissed. I'm like, I got this fucking stud wrestler.
Yeah.
What did you not like about the coaches?
I don't know. I had a really bad concussion and they wanted me to wrestle through it like the entire time. Like, so it actually got a lot worse, for wrestling with a concussion for like 4 days and then going to get checked out. So like, I didn't really like it. They didn't really care about me, like my health, nothing like that. So, I felt like it wasn't for me. So I had to leave and go figure it out.
How'd you get the concussion?
Oh, wrestling.
Like just head to head?
I think so. It might have been a throw or something.
Wow. And then you took fifth on the Olympic trials. Now, was that
top six? Yeah.
Top six. Was that right after high school? Was that when you were in high school? Was that in college? Or
that was about a year after I left King, maybe a little bit more. So I actually wrestled a few of the girls that I was on the team with there.
So how did you, drop out of college and be good enough to take top six in the US? without having training?
I was training martial arts the whole time, and like I've wrestled for 20 some years now. Like, it was fun. It was fun.
But that's insane. That's not like normal. Normally, people that like place in the Olympic trials are like on a team or like work out. Did you just like take a bomb hit and try out for the fucking Olympic trials?
She's a freak athlete.
Sadly, I wasn't able to take a bomb hit before, but I did just kind of decide to go like 3 days before the last chance Olympic qualifiers before the deadline was up for that was done. I decided like, fuck it, I'm just going to try out for the Olympics. I got first at that, and then I went to the Olympic trials, and the only person I lost to was Clarissa Chun.
Wow. So you like won like four matches without doing any real training for like a year?
Yeah, so I won all of them at the qualifier, and then I won like four at the Olympic trials.
I'd be so pissed if I was her opponent. Like, probably went every like double sessions a day. Just pissed off the fucking couch. Like drops.
I was doing other shit. I was like doing jujitsu and stuff, but
great. So you're going to your back. Fucking amazing.
Does jujitsu like, help your wrestling at all? Did jujitsu help your wrestling matches at all?
I mean, not really with freestyle. Like it could help with like something else, like folk style, but.
I mean, you do a lot of judo. Most jujitsu places.
I did. Yeah, I did use some judo in the Olympic trials, and yeah, it worked well.
Wow! Wow! Now, after you recently called out Henry Cejudo,
yeah,
was this a joke or do you really want to fight Cejudo?
I mean, if he can make 105, let's make it happen.
He'd have to cover a limb. He'd have to cover a limb, I think.
Now, you're also like a hottie, right? Right now, I know you're kind of. You kind of dress down, but when she gets in like lingerie, I mean, you look hot right now, but I'm also married and I'm trying to be appropriate. But now, are you dating anyone? Because every time we talk, you're not dating anyone. You might be a lesbian, you might not be. Like there's always some shit. How are you this like number one girl in the world, Michigan, rock, you're posting thirst trap pictures on Instagram. Is it no guys good enough for you? What's going on?
I'm picky. I'm picky about who I want. I don't know. I want to start a family and I want something serious. So I don't really want to fuck around with people that are going to waste my time.
So one of the things that we talk about with some of the women on this, you would want to only date a guy that could like beat you up, right? You only want to take a guy who's actually like trained and manly.
A guy, yeah, he has to be able to protect me because like I can't. I'm like 100 pounds. I can't have to protect me. Yeah.
You can still beat up 90% of the people on the planet, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
On this podcast, too. So you're on a date. You're on a first date, right? Because I could see you're probably a cool girl. And you go on a date, and a guy's like, yeah, you know, I'm just trying to find myself, and I'm looking for, you know, somebody to connect with. Right away, you're just like, if you're not willing to, like, commit to me, it's over. Like, I don't want a fuckboy. Is that what's going on?
I mean, kind of, but, like, also, I don't know. I like to just get to know people, and a lot of people have red flags just as people, so, like...
Oh, what are the red flags for you?
There's a lot of them. So, honestly, though, like, someone just has to be, like, they have to be martial artists, they have to work hard, they have to, you know, family's important. They have to be emotionally, like, emotional security, huge. Most people that I meet are fucking... terrible at that. Emotional maturity. Yeah.
Emotional maturity. Well, there goes everyone at your gym. there you go. Now, you're also a big fan of Magic the Gathering.
I haven't played Magic the Gathering in a while, but I am a fan of it.
According to your Wikipedia, you are a Magic the Gathering, like, are you the only, like, do you show up and guys just jizz? Because I can picture all these like nerdy fucking guys, and then some chick shows up with all fucking muscles, like, right?
I mean, probably once the game stores get open back up again for people to play, and I'll be out playing.
Wait, and so the Magic Gathering that's a live thing? Like people do it like at a table?
Yeah.
No shit, like D&D.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, it's kind of. like Yu-Gi-Oh, but like more in depth. Like it's a lot more.
We're in our
40s. Oh, cool. Hey, Adam, what's Yu-Gi-Oh?
I don't know. Why is, is it Pokemon? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, Pokemon. Like Pokemon, but different.
Okay, so a guy has to be emotionally stable, but you like Pokemon. So I mean, do you see what?
I also have a comic book collection too. Hey.
Wow.
Oh, I love these hot nerds.
What comic books you like?
I like a lot of them. I like the Spider-Man. I have just a lot of them. I like Scarlet Witch. She's really cool.
Scarlet Witch?
Yeah. Yeah. WandaVision. Did you see WandaVision?
Yeah. Hey,
how's it going? So, Alicia, would you date someone? How do you have a height requirement for a guy that you would date?
Not really. I'm really short. So if a guy is like the same height as me, then I feel like that's really short. But you know what? If they're a badass, then whatever, I guess.
Now, the guys at the gym, because it seems like a lot of times people are like, "I'm like, oh, where'd you meet your girl at the gym?" Are guys mm-hmm. always trying to like go extra hard in front of you and like do like, three more push-ups and like are guys trying to like show off in front of you?
Not that I've noticed, but like I also wouldn't really notice. Like trying to pay attention to myself.
Got it. Now, who do you like? Do you think Carla Esparza should get the next shot at the belt?
I think that'd be cool. I don't know.
Okay. Well, thanks for your amazing analysis.
You're welcome.
What do you think about Rose's head kick?
Oh, my gosh. That was absolutely disgusting. I loved it. Loved everything about it.
Yeah, of course. That was insane. Yeah. That was one of my favorites. Yeah. She's a nice girl, too. She's a nice girl. Have you got any weird fans since you've been in Invicta? Like, I'm sure the guys send you dick pics or is anything like that?
I have all of the weird fans. Like, people send me dick pics. They ask me to send me money to beat them up. They, like, they ask for a lot of weird stuff. But, oh, and people try to, like, buy, like, my, like, used, like, clothes and shit, like, worn and sweaty.
Do you sell them is the question.
I haven't. I've entertained a few, though. I've been like, how much? All right, how much?
Yeah, why not?
You definitely don't want to go there.
I don't do it. So it's fun to play back sometimes, but then they get really weird.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, with guys that, like, when it comes to female fighters, like, is this ever going to work? Like, sending them, like, hey, here's my dick pic, or can I buy your used pants?
We were literally just talking about that yesterday. Like, how is the best way to get a woman? You know what? Just, here's my dick. This is what you got to see.
It's never worked in the history of dick pics. Like,
never.
The only time it's ever worked was when War Machine, before he fucking flipped out, you know? And like, mm-hmm. obviously, almost murdered his girlfriend, and now he's in jail.
Yeah.
He made a couple pornos, and he would send girls pictures of his videos of his porno and go, this could be you. And he said that actually worked a couple times. Like, that women wanted to be the girl in the porno.
Yeah, but worked on who? What type of dusty slut would like respond to that?
Yes. Well, speaking of dusty sluts, Cody Durden is here. He's a guy. He's in the UFC. He's from Arkansas, right? Georgia. From Georgia. For some reason, your sound's not on. I gotta get your sound on. Cody is a badass fighter. Also, just like you, Alicia, a two-time state champion wrestler.
Oh shit.
Now, personally, I won it four times, but it was a class day. It was a class day in New England prep school. So you guys were public school. So I will give you concede to that. But this guy was a two-time state champion, had all kinds of scholarships, got his girlfriend pregnant in Georgia, which is late, by the way, for Georgia. Like, it's like 17, supposed to do it like 13, and needed money. So he became a pro fighter so he could raise his kid. And now he's got two kids and a beautiful wife. Am I right, Cody? Do I have it all right?
Well, kind of, but you know, I still have that itch for competition. So that's why I went into fighting.
It wasn't to raise money. But didn't you not go to college because you wanted to raise your kid?
Right. Yeah, I didn't leave the state of Georgia because I wanted to stay at home and take care of my son. You know, I made him, so got to take care of him.
That was really nice. By the way, your wife is a smoke show. Because a lot of times, so I think you made the right call. I've seen what you look like, and I've seen what she looks like. I definitely would have made the same call as you. But now, since then, now your UFC run, you've had some great fights. The last fight, dude, you were killing that dude. You were killing.
Fucking lucky, dude. Like, I give it to him. That was a slick ass move that, you know, nobody cares for, but you know, I learned from it. So
you missed it, Bill. He was lighting up Jimmy Flick. I mean, yeah. Lighting him up, winning every minute of the round. And then the guy had a flying triangle. And then it was one of, but that shouldn't be legal, because if you don't know it's coming, it shouldn't, like, that shouldn't.
Oh, come on.
They should, but like, but yeah. So, right. I mean, it was unlucky, but it was a good learning experience, right, Cody?
That's why he retired. You know, he knew he couldn't hit two flying triangles in one lifetime. So
yeah, it's true.
Wait, he retired after that fight?
Yeah, he retired, made $80,000 and was like, see ya, I'm out.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, then that loss shouldn't count.
Yeah.
So when you're you can live off $80,000 for the rest of your life. So,
Cody, you have three losses in your career, and two of the guys who beat you retired afterwards, after beating you. There's another guy that beat you that also retired. The guy was like 13-13. You think like you're the goal? They're like, fuck it.
You know, the same thing happened. I whooped his ass for 8-9 minutes straight, and I got caught in the choke. So I was like, fuck.
What choke were you caught in with him?
Man, I was on bottom, and I went left hand under to sit out, and he fucking did some awkward ass shit that.
Dars, yeah.
Not a Dars. It's like he came across my neck like a cross face, and when he cross faced, I sat into it and went right under my throat. So I fucking rear naked choke, couldn't get out of it.
Hey, you know what, though, man? I kind of feel like if you get caught with these chokes, it's not like – it's like you've lost 10 seconds of the fight. And I think that's a little different than getting, like, dominated for 15 minutes.
Of course. Of course.
You know? Yeah. So, exactly.
Right.
Has it made you want to brush up your jiu-jitsu?
Man, that's the thing, man. I come from a wrestling background. You know, I've been wrestling my whole life. And, I'm pretty good on the ground. You know, I got 5 submissions. So, I just – basically – Yeah.
I mean, you're never going to get caught a flying triangle again, for sure.
I hope not. God, I hope not. Fuck.
What should you have done differently? Should you have, like, rampage slammed him?
I shouldn't have fucking caught the leg and pushed in. See, I caught his leg, and I was going to sweep him with my other leg, kick his leg out from under him, but the leg wasn't there, and I was going down to the ground, you know? So I went to go sweep him, and fucking he jumped in the air, got me off balance, and I fell forward, and I was just in the triangle, you know?
You also tore your ACL, right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I tore my ACL when I took him down the first, you know, first 30 seconds or whatever. I took him down. I felt my knee pop, and, man, you know, I still thought I was going to win, you know? I was like, fuck the knee, you know? Fuck that. Like,
I have a question, Cody. So when I've been at a dojo and I heard some do like a heel hook and pop an ACL, it sounds like a shotgun. So yes. Was it like that? Was like a blast, or was it like a tear? Was it partial or full rip?
No, it was a full tear. Yeah, I had to get it fixed. I had surgery January 5th, and actually in the next two days will be 5 months in surgery. So
I've heard the surgery now is really good for ACLs too.
Yeah, I had ACL surgery. Doing jiu-jitsu, and mine's exactly right. But you got to be careful with it. Don't go back too early. Like a fucking, don't be a hero.
Yeah.
Like really do the rehab. Like for real.
I have been. Yeah. I got a physical therapist. He comes to my gym 3 times a week, meets me when I'm available. And we just play it by ear, week by week. And he's going to be with me till my next fight. So
let's talk about more important things. So that girl that you're with, right? Is that your high school girlfriend?
No, it's not. No.
But that's the one you got pregnant, right?
No, I didn't get her pregnant.
Oh.
Well, going to.
Oh, you're going to. Okay, you're going to. Okay. So.
No, he's telling me, you know, I'm not going deep enough, but shit, I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah. So who's – all right, so this girl, the fitness model, the one that you're with now, so you got to go pregnant in high school. You never got married? Or you got her married?
No. We split.
Okay, so it was just like a fun prom date kind of thing, and then, you know.
It was a sweetheart. I was with her for 4 years, and we just fucked up.
Fucked up. Okay, all right. Did she get you into a flying triangle? And then
It was the best fuck up, though, because I got a 9-year-old son, and he's fucking awesome.
Is he training, too?
Yeah, he wrestles.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Good. Now you have the All-American tattoo on your back.
Yeah, the USA Wrestling.
Now is that I thought you had to be an All-American in college for that.
No. It's a USA Wrestling logo. It's nationwide stamp. I saw Colby Covington have it on his back, so I was like, "Hey, I want that tattoo."
Okay, there we go.
I'm fucking with you. I got that shit like in 2000.
Got it. Now, Alicia, where's your USA Wrestling tattoo?
On my neck.
You actually really have one? Let me see.
Yeah, I got one in like fucking like 10th grade, 11th grade. Yeah.
Whoa, that's badass. Wow.
Thank you.
And now what's this on your, what's this on your boob? Is it a corkscrew? What is going on?
That is the path to enlightenment.
Oh, okay.
That's what that is.
So that's your tits or the path to enlightenment? Like people are just like,
I guess so.
Wow, that's amazing. That's
so if you pull our top down, it's an arrow pointing down, I think.
Got it. Wow. That's
honestly, yeah, I should get that added to it.
Are you going to get any more tattoos or no?
Probably.
Don't get your face. Just don't get these like, this or don't get your neck.
I'm not getting my face. No.
Are you going to get your neck?
I already have something on my neck.
The back of the neck. The higher up the tattoo,
I have something on the side of my neck as well.
What do you have there? Let me see.
Oh, I have a cute little fairy. She's just cute.
Oh, that is kind of cute. That's awesome. That's all right.
The Yu-Gi-Oh character.
Yeah.
So, Cody, this guy retired. So you're not fighting probably till like what, October, November?
I'm looking for September.
Who do you want to fight?
Jeffrey Molina.
Oh, he's good. That's a good fight.
I'll fuck him up.
Now, how hard is it for you to make 125?
I've made it one time in the last 3 years, but I made it twice because I went down December 5th and I caught pink eye. So they pulled the fight like 2 hours before we were supposed to fight, and they rescheduled it for 2 weeks. So I had to make weight twice in 2 weeks.
So now that's from eating ass, right? Is that how you get it?
I brought the spoon with me too.
Dude, I can't tell if you're nice or you want to kill me. You kind of have like a Cole Miller thing going.
I don't know if that's or a bad thing.
Well, American Top Team in Georgia, you guys are studs, man. You got you got the Lima brothers. You got a bunch of really good guys out there. I really hope Diego wins his next fight, by the way. Who's he fighting?
Matt Brown.
No, Matt Brown, but then also the other Lima.
Emma Soft, Emma something.
Yeah, you got 25-0, but almost lost his last one.
It was close.
Yeah, to Logan. Yeah. Now, is ATT in Georgia and ATT in Florida, do you guys cross-train at all or no?
Yeah, I went down there 2 weeks. I stayed down there for 2 weeks, my last camp.
All right. Who did you train with over there?
Kyoji Horiguchi, Juan Porta, a bunch of studs, man. Bunch.
Yeah. Dude, Horiguchi is fucking no joke.
I honestly think he's the best at the gym.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
Now, and I was a training partner for 2 weeks straight, he takes a lot from you, dude. Like, damn, he's so good. You think you're good, and then you go with Kyoji, and you're like, start rethinking everything.
Well, I mean, he beat Caldwell twice, and that was when Caldwell looked unbeatable. Now let's talk about Tyron Woodley and Jake Paul. We got to talk about this because Jake Paul is the favorite, Bill Dawes.
Really?
According to Tyron Woodley's manager, Woodley's getting $1 million base or 7 figures base plus pay-per-view. So, of course, he's going to do it. But who wins this fight? I mean, I really hope Tyron wins. Dana White said it's not the same Tyron Woodley as it was 4 years ago. He's lost 4 fights in a row. He's on like a 16-round losing streak or something, some kind of insane thing. Alicia, who do you think wins this fight?
I hope Tyron does. But like, Woodley's going to do it. I'm going to go with him.
You got to bet on Woodley. Come on.
Cody? Yeah,
I think Woodley's going to piece him up 4th, 5th round. It's going to be a done deal.
I mean, I hope so. I mean, I think that maybe right now Jake Paul may be better at straight boxing because he's been doing it just for 3 years straight. But once Woodley focuses on it, like the learning curve, he's just going to surpass him in like in like a month.
Yeah.
Exactly. Has Jake Paul's chin ever really been tested at all?
Never. Never.
No, I mean, went out of the first round. So, you know, how's this guy once he goes out of the first round? His fight IQ, we don't know if he has fight IQ. You know, how's his defense? We don't know. Nobody's landed significant strikes on him. So, it's the story that you got to get past the first round.
I totally agree. Now, this Sunday, Logan Paul is fighting Floyd Mayweather. He's got a 35-pound weight advantage. I told you, I had Victor Ortiz in my house the other day. Victor told me that Logan's going to win, that he's a great boxer. He's better than Jake. I saw him on the bags yesterday, hitting the bags. It looked horrendous. I mean, it looked like he was trolling everybody, but he wasn't. This has got to be a three-round fight, right? He gets throws a bunch of haymakers. He gets tired. Floyd stops him on cuts. Alicia, is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think so. Floyd's going to fuck him up.
Okay. Cody?
Man, I think it's going to be fifth round. I'll say fifth round, Mayweather.
Bill?
Well, I hope Mayweather does what Gordon Ryan did and, like, put it in an envelope just to show how dominant he is. He goes, in the fifth round, I'm going to knock him out with, like, a left hook or just something like that. They open it after the fight and they see. Because you don't want to make it look like these assholes can actually really go toe-to-toe. So you have to kind of, like, call out how ridiculous it is.
I mean, if he lasts five rounds with them, that would still be fucking insane.
Yeah, but Mayweather won't let that happen if he wanted to put on a show like he did with Conor. I mean, let's be honest. He would put out Conor, like, in the second round if he wanted to.
You think so? I feel like Conor is an actual...
No, I don't think so. I think he's just a better... his fight IQ was way better, and Conor was going for the knockout early rounds, and, you know, he didn't hardly throw a punch the first round. I think he threw one, two, three punches the first round, and gave Conor the early rounds, and he did exactly what he needed to do and waited to the later rounds to open up.
Mm. Got it. Okay, also, another really big fight coming up that we have to talk about because everyone's talking about this is Lamar Odom is fighting Aaron Carter. They're boxing. Chuck Liddell is the referee. This goes on in 2 weeks. I don't know what weight this is going to be at. It seems like Aaron Carter is 111 pounds and Lamar Odom is like 6'10", 6'11", 7'3". This has got to be like a 9-second fight, right? First punch landed and then Aaron Carter destroyed. Alicia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would knock out Aaron Carter.
Oh.
Now, were you an Aaron Carter fan? I feel like that's like your age group.
I wasn't really. I know who he is. Wasn't really a fan.
Okay. Were you now, Cody? You seem like a big Aaron Carter fan. Were you a I Love Candy? Was that?
No, I was a NSYNC fan. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's Aaron's brother's rival group.
I'm gonna take the athlete on this one, Lamar Odom, over Aaron Carter, the singer.
Yeah. So. Yes. Bill Dawes.
I mean, come on, you gotta take. Oh, you just can't let these YouTube people win.
Aaron Carter's a real fucking star. I mean, he was at like, he like legit had hits. And Lamar
was he just the brother of a star?
He had some big hits. People loved Aaron Carter. Mm-hmm. Like my fucking wife liked him. She's 30, a little older. I swear, she's like Aaron Carter. Girls loved him. He was like a sex symbol for 10-year-olds in some weird fucking way. All right, so or a teen star. All right, UFC Vegas 28 this Saturday night. Rozenstruik versus Sakai, both coming off losing streak. Everyone was really high on Rozenstruik for a while. Everyone was like, this guy's the next big thing. Then he just got plowed by Ngannou. And then his next fight, he looked terrible too, or a couple fights after that. But he's got one punch knockout power. I mean, he knocked out over him in the fifth, right? Remember with like 11 seconds left? So who do we like in this fight? Zapatella.
I honestly really don't know who either one of them are.
Alicia doesn't watch fighting. Great. Cody, who do you like in this fight?
I think Rozenstruik is going to win. But, you know, with them heavyweights, you know, all it takes is one shot. Look at Derek Lewis over that big, tall guy, whatever his name was. Derek was losing the whole fight. And then, like, the last minute, he threw an overhand right, knocked him out.
Curtis Blades, that was a good him. Yes. Also, Walt Harris. Obviously, I love Walt Harris. He's the guy who's, Bill, if you don't know, his daughter was, like, kidnapped and murdered. It was fucking horrible. It's like, yeah, he had a college-age daughter. He's a really, really sweet guy. They call him the Big Ticket. Taking on Marcin Tybura. I think he's the guy that wears the diaper, if I'm not mistaken. Doesn't he wear it? Is he the guy that wears, like, a diaper in the octagon? Cody, who would like this fight?
Walt Harris.
Yes. Bill?
I'm just going with the diaper guy because I just want to – I think that'd be great. Someone with the diaper wins.
And then Ponzinibbio. He's a guy everybody was like, next big thing. He's the shit. And then he got knocked out his last fight. He's fighting Miguel Baeza, who is an undefeated 12-0 fighter. This is going to be fight of the night. I think Ponzinibbio is going to win. Alicia?
I'm going to go with the guy that's undefeated.
Okay. And then Cody?
Miguel, I met him, you know, at USC Jacksonville. He sat right next to me. You know, we talked the whole night. And, man, I'm going to have to go with him.
All right. Well, these are really, really great reasons for picking people. Because he wears a diaper, because you sat next to him, because he's undefeated. This is just top-notch fucking picks here. All right. Montana De La Rosa. We know her, right, Alicia?
Oh, okay. Yes. Right.
She's fighting Ariana Lapisky, and her nickname is like, what was it, Dr. Evil or something? It's like, she's like hot. I forgot her nickname. Okay. What is her nickname? Anyway, she's really good. Who do we like in this one?
Montana.
Why?
I've trained with her before. She's pretty good.
She's pretty good. How much weed did you smoke today, by the way, Alicia? Just
not
she's
any
an edible
today.
Girl.
Edible?
You're an edible girl, I can tell.
How many edibles?
I haven't had any today.
What's going on? Did you just get laid? You seem like very, very surreal, happy. You do yoga.
She's going into OnlyFans after this, Adam.
Definitely not. Definitely
you better not.
Not
do an OnlyFans, Alicia. I will seriously.
I'm not doing an OnlyFans. I've said that many times.
Good. Do not do girl. That. Okay. I mean, some of these girls, like, a little bit of, like, imagination. I don't have to see your asshole. Look, I'm not going to say that, like, I don't mind seeing your asshole, but it's like, Jesus, once you see someone's asshole, it's like, where do you go from there? You know?
Are assholes that different in the end of the day?
Well, the one girl, the girl from Bellator who lost last week, remember the one whose coach was like
– Valerie?
Valerie, yeah, her coach basically told her, like, this girl, Valerie Loretta, she's got, like, a million followers, Bill.
Yeah.
She's like smoking hot, great ass, fucking really pretty girl. But she's like 3-0, and she only beat girls at like with like losing records. And she's tweeting out like, "I'm the greatest fighter ever," blah blah. So she fights a girl that she's like a +700 favorite against, the girl Hannah Guy, and it's 1-1. She keeps going for spinning shit. Like every fucking, she can't just like throw a punch. It has to be a spinning elbow because she wants to get like on YouTube or she wants to get a meme or whatever. Her coach literally sits her down and says, "Cut it, knock it off with the spinning bullshit. Your ground game is atrocious. You're losing this fight. If you don't throw 50 punches, you will lose." Like, I've never seen a coach that fucking, like, it was amazing. I don't know about the ground game.
He really said that?
I swear on my life, he goes.
You could hear it in the teleplay? You could hear it.
You could hear all of it. I mean, he said, "Your ground game is atrocious. Knock it off the spinning bullshit. You're not listening. You don't have 50 punches, you lose." So now she's winning the third round, throws a fucking spinning back fist, misses, gets taken down, loses the fight. And then the next day, tweets out a picture of her asshole, or just her butt.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah, it was crazy. I mean.
I saw that.
I think it's great coaching. I mean, it was basically saying you're not fucking listening. I mean, look, there was a kid that I was coaching in middle school, went for the head and arm every time. But I don't even teach the head and arm because that's all they'll go for. You know, it's just like, and a good guy will either roll through it or just sag, or someone goes, got my kid a head up. I go, "Look up, just look up, and you're going to fucking defend the head and arm most of the time." Right? So the kid kept going for it. And eventually, as a coach, you're just like, what do I do? Like, the kid's not listening. Like, what am I here for? Cody, can you relate to this at all?
Man, I can. I've coached a guy before, and no matter what you fucking said, he didn't listen. So I told him I wasn't coaching him. I wasn't going to be in his corner anymore. So that's where I left it.
Alicia, what about you? Do your coaches ever – do you prefer a hard coach? Do you prefer someone that would be positive? What kind of coach do you want?
I like a coach that is going to be positive, but they're going to tell me how it is. Like, I need to know what's going on. I need to know how I'm doing. But, like, also you don't need to be a dick about it. But I'm also very coachable. I've also coached a lot of kids that are very annoying.
Invicta has open scoring, which I think is great. At first I was like, fuck open scoring, but now I'm like, you know what? I think it's great because you know what to do. Did you know you were tied going into the fifth?
Yeah, so because of the open scoring, usually I don't like to know, but I knew that the fight was going to be close. So going into the fifth round, I knew exactly what I had to do to walk away with the fight.
Yeah. Why wouldn't someone like what are the cons to open scoring? I don't really get it.
Well, the reason why I didn't like it before is because when I first fought with it, like knowing how I was doing kind of like affected my performance a little bit. Like I knew that I was beating this girl, like I was beating her. And then I coasted the next round and wasn't good. So But yeah.
I think also, Bill, I think it takes away the reason is they want the fans to like tune in for the whole fight. So people go, okay, if you know a guy's winning for nothing, they're going to go, oh, I'll turn the channel.
No, because it means that the guy who knows he's losing is going to go for that knockout punch. So he's going to do anything he can to win.
Cody, would you be a fan of open scoring or no?
I don't really like it. Well, like she said, you know you're winning three rounds to, one, you're going into the last round. You're running the whole time. You're not fighting. You're just in there, and you can't fight somebody like that that's running away and they're not engaging. I mean, it's not. I don't think it's good for the sport, honestly.
Yeah. But sometimes, don't you see matches where a guy is clearly losing, but he thinks he's winning, so he coasts anyway, and then raises his hand at the end like a fucking idiot, even though he clearly lost.
Yeah. And patience. Anticipation is great at the end. You know, you have a close fight. You don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
And why take that away? It's a good thing.
So next week, Bellator, you got Douglas Lima, your training partner. Lima brothers are like the nicest people ever. It's almost like they're not even real fighters. Like, have you ever meet these people that are just too nice? You're like, oh, they have dead bodies somewhere. Like, it's just like.
Always.
Or like if a girl's too hot and nice, you know she's married. Or has a boyfriend, or is a lesbian. Yeah. Like there's no way that this. He's fighting Amazov, who's 25-0. But like he said, I thought he kind of lost his last fight. Also, Paul Daly, who's a guy who can turn your lights out at any fucking time, is fighting Jason Jackson. Aaron Pico is fighting as well. He's been Greg Jackson's finally. He finally got a coach that worked for him. Pico was a guy. Bill, he was like the number one wrestler in the country coming out of high school. Tried out for the Olympics, didn't make it. Went out to Bellator. Everyone's like so high on him. He thought he was a boxer because after like training with Freddie Roach, he gets knocked out his first fight in Bellator. Like first fight in Garden, he gets knocked out by, the nickname was like the librarian. And then he went like 3-3 because he kept fucking training punches with everybody. And now he finally is with Greg Jackson and Greg kind of calmed him down. Taught him how to win. Kyle Crutchmer, guy from Oklahoma City, OKC's on that card. And so is Nick Newell, who has one arm.
Whoa.
Who I always say has better hands than Ben Askren. He's a really, really good sport about it.
Does he have one arm like it was lost in accident, or he had like born with one of those baby arms?
He was born with like, it's basically like he has like a right here, it cuts off kind of.
Is that fingers?
Some people say, no. Some people think he has an advantage because his guillotine is, like, beyond tight.
Yeah. Fucking, like, oh, that's ridiculous. But if you lose, like, well, you know, his baby arm was the reason I lost. That's, like, a bullshit excuse.
Dude, you'd be surprised. There was a guy in wrestling who was a national champion, and he had one leg. This black dude with one leg. But he wrestled, like, 135. But if he had two legs, he'd be, like, 190, so he could like bench like 600 pounds. Like this dude was Anthony Robles, and also it was hard to wrestle him because guys would always go for a switch and there would be no leg, like they'd be like just so used to
So it's like he kind of had an advantage, but then not really because he's got one fucking leg. So look, if there was a league of one-legged wrestlers, I'm sure he would join.
I would love to see a one-legged MMA match.
There was, dude, there was a guy one time that had no arms and no legs.
Yeah.
And he had an MMA match. They couldn't find anybody to fight him because who the fuck wants to lose to a guy with no arms, no legs, you know? And then they changed the rules. You couldn't, like, kick him out of the cage, you know?
Like a football? What do you mean you couldn't kick him out of the cage?
Yeah, you couldn't just, like, run up. Personally, I think that if you could, like, catch a fighter, like a fucking baseball, like, that would be kind of – I think people would be into it. So, finally, we got Israel Adesanya versus Marvin Vettori, June 12th. Who do we like in this card? In that fight, Cody.
And I think Marvin puts it together this time and wrestles a little bit more than he did last time. But then again, that's a very, very hard fight because Israel, you know, just because he lost his last fight, you know, I'm sure he learned from it. And he's been working on his takedown defense. So, man, I'm going to stay away from that fight. That's a 50 fight.
Alicia, who do you like in that fight?
I'm a big Izzy fan, so I'm going to have to go with him.
Bill?
What? Was Vettori, is he a big wrestler? Is he a wrestling background?
No, but he's got like a good MMA wrestling. He's got like, he's like an angry Italian guy. Like
fucking, yeah.
Like fucking straight from Italy, who just like loves to fight. And he's one of those dudes that like mastered the double leg. Like, so he doesn't have like that many moves, but he's got like a gorilla strength. So if he gets, if he gets you, he'll can take you down. Like, he's got great MMA wrestling. But not great, like, wrestling, you know?
Yeah. I don't think that's going to be good enough. I would take Izzy.
And then, and that also, we got Division Figueiredo against Moreno. Leon Edwards versus Nate Diaz. Cody, who do you like in this one?
Which one? Nate Diaz or Figgy?
Yeah, Nate or Leon.
Man, I think Leon Edwards is gonna hurt him, man. Yeah. I really do.
Alicia?
I got Diaz.
Yeah.
That's an emotional choice, though. That's not really like a logical choice.
I'm a huge fan of Diaz.
Of course. Who isn't?
Yeah, she likes the bad boys. Like, at least she used to hang out at 7-Elevens and stuff. And,
definitely thought.
You know, she'd be, you know, smoking weed, drinking Slurpees. Like, you know, like, I feel like Cody's the kind of guy she'd go for. Cody has, like, gun racks, fucking drives with fucking, right? You'd be hanging out. You take her, drink some moonshine. Like, are you from, like, rural Georgia? Are you from, like, the sticks?
No, I'm from, like, an hour from Atlanta, so not really.
You sound like you're from the sticks. What's your nickname? Do you have a good country nickname?
Custom made, baby.
And then Alicia, her nickname is Half Pint. I feel like we got to do better than Half Pint. No, I mean,
What's better than Half Pint?
I don't know, like, I feel like if you were, like, the hand job princess,
How about Little Evil? Little Evil sounds good.
Little Evil's pretty good. But that was Jens Pulver.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know. What's something? How about like Dick Tees or something? Where like, like Alicia, I don't put out unless you're serious. Like something that will get like, because I feel like Half Pint, like, you know, like short or like a hot chick who likes Magic the Gathering. You gotta have something.
There we go. That one works.
Right?
Why not have like a long nickname? I think that's I've never heard like a really long nickname, like a full sentence. That'd be amazing.
Alicia, the hot chicks who like Magic the Gathering, Zapatella, right? Like, because I think people would be like, what the fuck? Like, you gotta have something where people go, like, a what? Like, you know?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like, Alicia, the decently good person, Zapatella.
I like a decently good person.
Yeah, Alicia, moral integrity.
Alicia looks like she's wild in bed, but you'll never know. Zapatella or something that like people are just like, huh? No?
Yeah. Alicia only likes missionaries. Zapatella, I like it.
Alicia the draw number or something, or like Alicia pre-cum. Something that like...
Oh my God.
Sorry about that one. Okay, so I'm just telling you. But don't you think Cody, right? Something that like something that like sticks out will be good? No?
What?
Thanks. Okay, so also, Bilal Muhammad's taking on Damian Maya. That's going to be a good fight. I think Bilal's got this.
Yeah.
Maya, in his prime, Maya was a beast, but he's like 80 years old. Paul Craig, whose nickname is the Bear Jew. He's taking on Jamahal Hill, undefeated fighter, who's a fucking monster. And then July 10th, we got McGregor. Who wins McGregor Poirier 3? Cody, talk to me.
Man, I think I like McGregor. I've always liked McGregor, and I think Dustin Poirier is gonna pull it off again.
Alicia,
who was it? Sorry.
What's going on here? You know, it was the hand job.
I was distracted. I'm sorry.
Just going through her DMs.
What were you distracted by?
Oh, I just had a couple notifications pop up. I'll swipe them away.
I'll do.
All right. I'm fine. All right. So, who wins, Dustin or Connor?
Dustin.
I hope so. Bill?
Yeah, because I think Connor would have to completely change his fighting stance in order to win. Because he exposed as being so vulnerable. Unless he has a completely different stance, I think Dustin will do the same thing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. That first round, though, Connor almost won. Everyone's
just that's true.
The fact that Connor like almost had him out. He dominated the first round. He won the first round.
Yeah.
I think we're all remembering the second round.
Yeah.
And Connor, if Connor loses, I feel like he really – it's over for him.
Yeah. He's going to have to fight one of the Jake Pauls or the Logan Pauls. Yeah.
That's what he wants. So if he loses, like, he wants to fight the Jake Pauls and get $10 million. It's fucking crazy. Now, Alicia, they're having an 8-person tournament
in they one are. Night,
and the winner fights you because mm-hmm. you're the champion. Is that exciting for you?
Oh, it's really exciting, and I'm really excited to, like, be there. I get to watch and everything. Like, I didn't realize at first that the tournament was going to be for, like, people to fight me because my roommate is definitely in the tournament. But, like, they didn't tell us that at first, so she totally fucking signed the contract and everything. But it is what it is.
What an asshole.
Wait, it's all right. I'm really excited about it, though. Tabitha Watkins.
Okay.
Nickname is Batgirl.
Well, listen, so she's going to fight to try to beat you. Are you guys a roommate?
Yeah. I don't know if we'll end up fighting if she wins, but, like.
Oh, you got to, like, keep her up all night.
Yeah. Shit talking has to start now.
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
Me and her have been training partners for, like, 5 years. The past, like, 3 years, we've been, like.
Okay.
Like, right. We train, like.
Have you ever hung out and gotten drunk and then, like, maybe made out just a little bit in a bathroom at a bar?
She's not into it.
Okay.
Not into girls.
Oh, but you tried. All right. So here's what you do. You got to go on her Tinder profile or Bumble the night before. Okay. Change it to, like, I'm looking for guys to put out. I want to put out or something. And then have her whole, like fuck with her. You got to fuck. You can't have her.
I can't fuck with her.
You can't fight your roommate.
I won't fight my roommate.
What do you mean you won't fight her? If you're pitted against her, you won't fight her?
Well, okay. So the way that it was put out there to us is that she would get signed. But, like, we'll figure it out. When we have to cross that bridge, we'll talk about it.
This is wins.
The plot thickens. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wins gets the bottom bunk.
We don't live in bunk. We don't
I
have
know.
Bunk
that
bed.
Was a joke, silly.
This is so funny. Well, listen, Alicia, you got to go out with Bill Dawes. Bill, are you at a comedy club? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm at the Creek in the Cave in Austin right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah. All right, so Cody, you're fighting. Is it already signed?
No, I'm waiting on the contract.
Cool. Well, good luck, man. Thanks for coming on the podcast. By the way, I'm a little scared of you. So last week I said 12:30 PST, and then you wrote me back and said, well, we didn't fucking blah, 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 blah. We didn't establish it with PST. Look back in the fucking video, by the way. You'll see PST. I didn't want to correct you because I don't want to be that guy.
And be like, you should have.
I know I texted you that, but I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do that. Alicia, I know I called you 10 minutes and I had you on for an hour.
You're good.
Thank you. It feels like sex with my wife.
Of course.
Like the opposite. I tell her it's an hour. It's 10 minutes. 3 minutes. Alicia, play hard to get. You're a great role model.
All right.
Girls. There was a girl, that little five-year-old girl, that had her hair done just like you.
Aww.
Because she looks up to you.
Yeah.
And I love that. That
thank you. It means the world to me.
Was the girl the little girl from The Ring? I'm sorry. Come on. It was right there. No. I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, listen. Bill, what do you got coming up?
What I got coming up? I mean, you know, whatever. I got shows around town. That's all. And then we'll meet Vegas the 19th through 23rd, Laugh Factory, Las Vegas. Headlining, yeah.
I'll be in Vegas tomorrow night, headlining the South Point at 10:30. And then fight weekend, I'll be in Las Vegas all week at the LA Comedy Club. Hey, Cody, thank you. Alicia, thank you. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
You too.